This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. India has advised its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights. In its advisory, Indian Embassy in Tehran has issued helpline numbers +98912810915. +98912810909, +98912810902, and +98993217939. The embassy can also be reached via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry has once again strongly advised Indian nationals to avoid travel to Iran until further notice. In an earlier advisory, the ministry had urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to the West Asian country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. He stated that the centre is committed to empowering farmers and is working tirelessly in this direction. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing a gathering after participating in the celebrations of the harvest festival of Pongal, organised at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan in New Delhi today. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan marking the harvest season are being celebrated with great fervour across the country today. Observed under different names and customs in different regions of the country, these festivals herald the change of seasons, the sun's northward journey and the harvest of crops nurtured through months of dedication and hard work. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है इतना ही नहीं पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं साथियों दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Vice Minister of the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Ms. Sun Hyun, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the both discussed the progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties with priority on business and people-centric engagements and ways to take bilateral engagement forward in the new year. During the meeting, both sides reiterated their commitment to implementing the important directions provided by the leaders and to advancing bilateral relations on the path of normalization. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that veterans of the armed forces are the living pillars of the national consciousness, symbols of collective courage and sources of inspiration for future generations. The Defence Minister was addressing the Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi. He said the veterans contribute to every front of nation building and guide the society with their qualities such as discipline, leadership and courage. In Thailand, 29 people lost their lives and 65 others were injured when a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage this morning. The train was heading towards Ubon Ratchathani province in northeastern region of the country from Bangkok. China has reaffirmed its support for Iran's stability, stressing that Beijing consistently opposes interference in internal affairs of sovereign states and the use of threat of force in international relations. The remarks were made by Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Lin Jian. Iran's security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests is being described as the most violent in the country's contemporary history, with human rights groups reporting that the death toll has crossed 2,500. In men's cricket, hosts India have set a target of 285 runs for New Zealand in the second ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot. Earlier put into bat first, India posted 284 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to field first. India currently is leading the series 1-0 after winning the first ODI by 4 wickets at Vadodara on Sunday. In the India Open Badminton Tournament, former world number one Kidambi Srikanth secured a hard-fought victory over fellow Indian Tarun Manipalli by 15-21, 21-6, 21-19 in the men's singles round of 32. And with that, we end this news bulletin.